Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, November 2nd. The Blue Water District School Board has published a letter to families that says they plan to stay open Friday ahead of possible strike action by some education workers. The Blue Water Board says in the letter, regardless of strike action, its schools will remain open to students and staff on Friday. It does say that extracurricular activities will be canceled and rental permits for community events in schools will be canceled. Secondary and elementary schools in the Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board will be closed Friday if CUPE doesn't reach a labor agreement with the province before then. Educational assistants, early childhood educators, custodians, and other staff represented by CUPE are making plans to walk out on Friday. A letter from the Catholic School Board says these workers make up about 41% of their staff. They say after assessing the safety risks for students and staff, the board cannot safely operate its schools during a full CUPE withdrawal of service. That's if an agreement isn't reached. The union representing those workers in Ontario wants a counteroffer from the government. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says they have to abandon their plans to strike before that will happen. Meanwhile, 18 NDP MPPs were booted from today's sitting of provincial parliament over the use of unparliamentary language. There was a blow-up over the Ford government's plans to use the notwithstanding clause to stop education workers from striking Friday. NDP leader Peter Tabbins asked when the government would stop, as Tabbins put it, lying about the damage it was doing to the education system. He was ejected from the legislature for the day for not retracting the comment. Other NDP MPPs continued shouting over the issue, and 17 more were ejected by the speaker. One of the Freedom Convoy protest organizers, Tom Morazzo, has been giving his testimony today at the Public Order Emergency Commission in Ottawa, which is looking into the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act. Earlier today, a lawyer for some of the organizers, Keith Wilson, said protesters were getting leaked information about police plans from members of those services who were sympathetic to the cause. Also testifying today is another well-known organizer, Pat King. West Grey Council is accepting as information a correspondence that expresses concern over the deterioration of services at local hospitals. The Friends of the Walkerton and Chesley Hospitals sent the correspondence also to the municipalities of Aaron Eldersley, Brockton, Huron, Kinloss, Kincardine, and South Bruce. The letter says the group has grave concerns over the ongoing operations of the local hospital corporation, South Bruce Grey Health Center. It operates hospitals in Chesley, Walkerton, Durham, and Kincardine. Councillor Stephen Townsend says there's a role for the municipality to take in physician recruitment and retention.
That is to sell, if you will, market, and understand that there is other reasons for coming here other than just the fact that you'll be a doctor, nurse, whatever, if in fact they're coming from outside.
In a recent edition of The Open Line on 560 CFOS, South Bruce Grey Health Centre President and CEO Michael Barrett said there are many hospitals across Ontario that have been struggling with human resources challenges, not just South Bruce Grey Health Centre. He says the cause of these closures, it's not a money issue, but an issue of not having enough health human resources, particularly nurses, to be able to fill shifts. The YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce is opting into the Canada-wide early learning and childcare system. YMCAs across Ontario have decided to join the system, which will reduce the average cost of childcare to $10 a day, on average, by 2026. The annual Hockey Fights Cancer Game is coming up this Saturday in Owen Sound as the Attack hosts the London Knights in the Ontario Hockey League. Saturday's game has a variety of fundraising activities for the Canadian Cancer Society. Tickets for the game are reportedly going quickly. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 240 points to 19,277. The Dow Jones is down 505 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.96 U.S. cents, down 41 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is 89.20, up 83 cents a barrel. In sports, Game 4 of the World Series is tonight in Philadelphia. The Phillies lead the best of 7 2-1 over the Houston Astros. The Leafs will try and snap a four-game losing streak when they host the Philadelphia Flyers. There are two games in the OHL tonight. Guelph is at Sarnia and Sudbury hosts Sault Ste. Marie. Saturday, the Owen Sound Attack host the London Knights in the annual Hockey Fights Cancer game. The Attack need one more win to hit 700 wins in Attack franchise history. In the NBA, the Raptors are at San Antonio to meet the Spurs tonight, and it's a busy day for Blue Water Sports. You can find the score and schedule posted daily on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.